弟兄姊妹们平安。首先我想请昨天晚上有来参加聚会，然后举手决志信耶稣的人，如果你有来的话，请你站起来，我们欢迎你，好吧
？May I ask anyone who was here last night and accepted Jesus？
感谢主哈。好，请坐。
Please be seated。
那我们也请今天第一次来到我们教会的，请你们站起来，我们欢迎你。
We also like to welcome you who are here for the first time.
好，欢迎你，请坐啊。
Please be seated.
会后弟兄姊妹好好帮忙照顾新来的啊。
That all our brothers and sisters welcome them well.
昨天晚上其实我很感动，因为我看到。那么多的弟兄姊妹牺牲了周末的休息来教会里面，为了教会多了一次传福音的聚会来参加。
Last night I was very touched because so many brothers and sisters sacrificed their weekend, their Saturday night to support this additional gospel meeting.
我刚刚问陈明，陈明说大概有九个人决志啊。
I just asked Brother Ming, and then he says about 9 people accepted the Lord last night.
我不晓得大家能不能脑筋里面假装想象一幅图画啊。
Let us try to imagine an image.
我们 SVCA 有些弟兄姊妹出去 picnic 啊，出去野餐。
That some brothers and sisters from VCA went out to picnic.
在一条河的旁边，我们在那里野餐。
By a river, we are having a picnic.
突然有一条船过来，上面大概有十一二个人，结果船翻了。
And then all of a sudden, a boat came by, and then the boat flipped.
很多弟兄姊妹跳下去去救他们，结果把九个人救上来了。
And many people jump into the river and rescue 9 of them.
然后有三四个被水继续冲下去了。
But yes, 3 or 4 kept being drifted in the river.
虽然救起来这九个人，我们心里面非常非常的高兴。
Yes, we will rejoice for rescuing 9.
可是我们心里面还是担心那几个被冲走的人。
We will still be very concerned about the rest of them being drifted.
我们何等希望当水流把他们带下去的时候，他们还是有机会抓住石头，抓住树枝能够得救。
How we wish that as they continue to float, there will be a chance that they could hold on to a branch or a rock or something.
我也相信当这样子的九个人被我们拉上来的时候，我们全部人心里面都太高兴了。
And I'm sure after we rescue 9, we will be so happy.
那不过是免除了今生的死亡，
but,
但是圣经上告诉我们有一个永活的审判。
But that act will only save them from the death of the body, but yet the Bible tells us there will be an eternal death.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们能够看重所有传福音的机会。
So we hope that we will cherish and really take seriously every chance to share the gospel.
因为对不信主的人来说，他们不知道这件事情的重要性。
For the non-believers, they do not know how important that is.
但是对我们基督徒来说，这件事情太真实了。
But for us Christians, that is so real.
所以腓立比教会从头一天直到如今，甚至直到基督的日子，他们是同心合意的在兴旺福音。
So the church at Philippi, from the first day until now, even until the day of the Lord, they are wholehearted advance the gospel.
在新城的婚礼上面，这个我的儿子被考说他最喜不是我的媳妇被考说我儿子最喜欢圣经哪一卷书，然后我知道他居然也是最喜欢腓立比书。
At Ethan's wedding banquet, there was a game, and then my son, and then was asked of his favorite book, and his favorite book was the.
我相信我们很多人都很喜欢腓立比书。
I'm sure a lot of us like Philippians.
不光腓立比教会是一个最让保罗得安慰、一个模范的教会。
Not only that, the church at Philippi was a church that comforted Paul's heart and was a model church.
写这卷书的保罗也实在是所有侍奉主的人的一个榜样。
And even the author Paul is also a model servant of God.
然后这一卷书的信息本身
，and even the message in this book.
几乎把整个基督教的那个核心价值、那个最高的境界把它表达出来。
It actually described the core value of Christianity and the highest realm.
所以我希望中英文的弟兄姊妹，年长的、年轻的、刚得救的，信主多年的，我们都好好的再来读这卷书。
We hope that we will take this book seriously, no matter what kind of Christian, young or old, senior or mature.
像例如说，我们今天要读的这一段圣经。
For example, the passage we're going to read about.
在我们读之前，我就先挑战大家一件事情。
Before we read this passage, I'd like to challenge everyone.
到底什么是我们人生的 mission statement？ 你整个人生。我不晓得中文怎么翻哈 ，mission statement， 就是你怎么样去写你人生的宣言好了哈。
So what would be your mission statement for your life？
到底我们活着为什么
？Why do we live？
啊，这个不是随便写的。
It's just not something that you can casually put down。
就是当你写出来的时候，这个东西是能够抓住你，能够控制你的人生的。
Because after you put it down, it will be something that will direct you and control you。
它甚至可以强到一个地步啊。
It could be so strong to a point.
你可以说我是为之生、为之活、为之死。
You can even claim that I was born and live and die for this.
如果我们没有一个这么清楚的人生的标杆的话
，But if we do not have such a clear life goal,
其实我们的人生是随波逐流。
Then our life will be just drifting away.
这个世界的潮流是怎样，我们就跟着世界的潮流去了。
We just follow the current of this world.
然后你要知道，整个世界是往下走的。
And you have to know that the entire world is going.
而且是快速的往下走。
And it was very fast.
你看，不久前连美国的国家、连宪法都通过同性恋是可以的。
Not long ago, even the Constitution, even the Supreme Court passed the same-sex marriage.
你别更不要说有在很多我们看不见的地方、我们不知道的时候，这个美国不知道发生了多少的事情。
And I'm sure there will be a lot of things happening around us in America that we do not know.
美国是这样，其他的国家其实是一样的。
So America is like this, and then the rest of the country in the world are not much better.
到底我们整个人生，我们的 mission statement 是什么？我们人的使命到底是什么
？So what is our mission statement? What is our mission?
我二十年前跟大概三百多个传道人一起去参加一个聚会。
More than about 20 years ago, I went with 300 other servants of God to a conference.
美国一个很有名的神学院的教授，神学院院长来跟我们传道人讲道。
And a dean from a very famous seminary school came to preach to us.
他说哥伦布在15世纪末期发现新大陆。
At the end of the 15th century, Columbus discovered America.
大概是1492年哈。
It's about 1492.
在他还没有到新大陆之前。船上的人问他说：“我们要去哪里
？”But before he discovered America, the crews on the ship asked him, "Where are we going?"
他说 ：“I don't know， 我不知道。
”He says, "I don't know."
等到他们到了新大陆的时候，人家问他说：“我们现在在哪里
？”But after they landed on this continent, his crews asked him, "So where are we now?"
他说 ：“I don't know either， 我也不知道。
”He says, "I don't know either."
等到他回到西班牙的时候，人家问他说：“你们曾经去过哪里？”他还是说 ：“I don't know。”
And after he went back to Spain, people asked, "So where have you been?" And he still says, "I don't know."
所以那个神学院的院长有点半嘲笑我们这些做传道人的，就跟哥伦布一样。
So the dean was kind of half mocking us preachers, just like Columbus.
我们讲道的时候不知道要讲什么，讲的时候也不知道自己在讲什么，讲完了以后问你讲过什么，也不知道讲过什么。
Before we preach, we don't know what we're going to preach. When we preach, we don't know what we are preaching. And after we preach, we don't know what we have preached.
那你就算你们嘲笑我们传道人好吧 ？How about 我们的人生
？Okay, let alone the preachers. What about our life?
同样的问题，到底我们往哪里去？很多人说我不知道。
Same questions. Where are you going? Many people will say, I don't know.
到底你现在在干什么？我不知道。
Exactly. What are you doing? And then you might say, I don't know.
等到你人生结束的时候，人家问你说你这一生最不遗憾的是什么？可能还是 I don't know.
So at the end of the life, if someone asks you what is the thing that you do not regret, and you probably still say I don't know.
所以我们今天要读的这一段的圣经，其实它是把整个基督徒一个很核心、很高的境界，把它摆在我们的面前。
So actually, the passage we're going to read about presented to us this core value and very high realm.
如果我们真的了解而且被他来掌握的话
If we truly understand and being directed by it
我们不仅仅掌握了整个基督教最核心的价值
Not only that, we will let hold of the core value of Christianity
我们也才能够真正的成为一个基督徒活出一个基督徒真实的价值
Then we can be a real Christian and then live a Christian life
我们这个基督徒我们这一生能否讨神喜悦能否过得胜的生活能否能够真正的蒙福 都关键 在今天、很重要的经文里面。
The key whether we can live a life that pleases the Lord and glorify God,、it all depends on this passage.、
我想我广告 做够了，我们来读好不好
？Okay, that was enough commercial. Let's read the passage now.
好，我们读腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter one.
其实我讲台的分段很难哈，照着经文的分段，今天应该是从十二节开始，所以我在纲要上还是写的十二节，有一些的 overlap， 希望大家能够了解。
Actually, it's hard to divide the passage, so we will start from chapter from verse 12, but there might be some overlapping.
因为十二节保罗在那里描述他现在在监狱里面的境况。
Starting from verse 12, Paul was describing his condition in prison.
他为了主的缘故。被放在罗马监狱里面。
For the Lord's sake, he was in prison in Roman prison.
而在他受捆绑的时候
，while he was in chains，
在他受监禁不自由的时候
，while he was in confinement and without freedom，
他写的腓立比书。
He wrote down this book.
所以我们读一节做代表就好了。十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
Verse 12, it says, But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
你可以管得住这个人，不是能够关得住这个人，但是你关不了他的影响力。
Yes, you can confine this person, but not his influence.
你可以让他肉身上上手铐捆锁这个人，但是他的使命感永远不能被捆锁的。
You can put a chain on his physical body, but not on his missions.
他所遭遇的事不仅仅在是受了这些的捆锁，他说更是叫福音兴旺。
Not only that he was confined in chains, but yet this caused the gospel to be furthered.
换句话说，原来他能够一直传福音，现在被关在监狱里面，他更能传福音啊。
In other words, he was able to preach the gospel. Now after he was in prison, he was still be.He was still able to preach the gospel.
所以任何一个人绝对没有不爱主的理由。
So there's no one that will have an excuse not to love the Lord.
我们没有一个人可以找到理由能够脱卸我们的使命。
We cannot find any excuse to escape from our mission.
你不能说我现在是学生太忙了，我没有空爱主。
You can't say I'm a student, I'm too busy, I don't have time to love the Lord.
你不能说哎呀，我现在怀孕了，害喜，我不能爱主。
You can't say I'm pregnant, I have morning sickness, so I cannot love the
Lord. 或者我刚刚换了一个工作，我不能够爱主，我没有时间爱主。
Or I just got a new job, I'm too busy, I don't have time for the Lord.
保罗给我们活出来的见证就是，不管他的遭遇是什么。
But Paul gave us a good example and testimony, no matter what happened to him.
他能够叫基督，能够叫基督在他身上照常显大。
But he was always able to have Christ magnified on his body.
好，我们现在读二十节到三十节。
Let's read verse 20-30.
还是跟上次一样，英文组你们一定要读你们的英文圣经，好不好？
I hope English congregation will also read the English.
中文的弟兄姊妹读中文的。
And the Chinese congregation will read Chinese.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。 好，我们先要再提醒弟兄姊妹，这里所说的福音不光只是叫罪人信耶稣能够得救的福音。
I'd like everyone to be reminded the gospel here is not just the saving faith for non-Christians to become a Christian.
保罗所说的福音永远是全备的福音。
Paul's gospel is always the all-compassing.
而这个福音完全就是 focus 能够集中在耶稣基督的身上。
And this gospel focuses on this person Jesus Christ.
所以他为我们流出宝血，洗净我们的罪，这是他整个救恩中的一部分。
So he's shedding his precious blood to wash away our sins as only one part of the gospel.
基督所带给我们的福音远远远远超过这些。
But yet the gospel that Jesus Christ has brought us is far beyond that.
他不仅仅让我们能够在神面前因信称义。
Not only that we are being able to being justified before God.
让我们能够与神和好，享受神的同在。
That we can be reconciled with God and enjoy God's presence.
让我们能够以神为乐，我们整个人就是活在他所有的祝福和恩典里面。
And we can rejoice in God and live in His blessing and His grace.
而更重要的，整个福音就是耶稣自己。
And even more, the entire gospel is Jesus Himself.
基督成为我们的生命。
Jesus become our life.
好，这是第一件事情我们要讲的，福音是包罗万有的，是全备的。
So this gospel is all-compassing gospel.
第二个是一个比较 minor 的，就是在27节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Another reminder is at verse 27. It says, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
英文的翻译 NIV多了一句话，他说：“不论在任何的情况下，你们的行事为人要与基督的福音相称。”
In English NIV translation, it says, "No matter in what circumstances, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ."
好，我们现在就来到这里，让我们来看看保罗是一个怎样的人，或是他在腓立比告诉我们什么。
So let's see what kind of person Paul is, or at least through this epistle, what is he trying to tell us?
我们知道保罗整个一生就是全然为着耶稣而活着。
We know that entire life Paul was living for Christ.
所以你在腓立比书的每一章里面有很多很宝贵的经文。
So there are actually many precious passages in the entire book of Philippians.
它值得我们把整个腓立比书背下来。
So actually, it's worth it that we can memorize the entire book of Philippians.
但是背不了全部的话，几个精华的经文应该背起来。
If we cannot remember the entire book, at least some precious passages.
再背不起来的话
，Even if we cannot remember the
passages, 每一章至少有一段最核心的经文，你一定要把它背起来。
But at least, there's a core passage in each chapter that we ought to remember.
请你们相信我，这个经文是改变我们一生的经文。
Please believe me, these passages will change our life.
我们再来读二十节、二十一节。
Let's read verses 21 22 again.
就是我们今天背诵的经文啊。
20 and 21.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。在这里保罗让我们看到他整个生活的目标就是为了要彰显基督。
Here we see that entire the goal of Paul's life is to magnify and manifest Christ.
他说无论是生无论是死，这两个是极端。
Whether it's by life or by death, these two extreme conditions.
他在我这个人身上只有一件事情。
But there's only one thing in my life.
我要总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ will be magnified in my body as always.
所以我们刚才读的十二节，他说我所受的是，就是他所遭遇的捆绑，更是叫福音兴旺。
That's why he was able to say in verse 12 that whatever happened to me is actually for the furtherance of the gospel.
换句话说，没有一件事情能够拦阻保罗为着这个目标而活着。
In other words, there is nothing that can hinder Paul from living for this goal.
就是要叫基督照常显大。
That Christ will be magnified.
能够基督能够被彰显出来。
That Christ can be manifested.
所以我说我们教会的使命就是无论个人、家庭和教会。
That is also the mission of our church, is whether individuals, family, or our church.
我们都希望能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
That we can become the witnesses of Jesus Christ's incarnation.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们教会一个很核心的一个使命。
That is one of our core missions.
我为了初信的，为了新来的，为了年轻的，我需要再解释，不是为道成肉身的耶稣做见证，这是很重要的。
I'd like to explain a little bit more for the newcomers or young people. It is not just to testify for Jesus Christ, even though that is very important.
那是我们一般的跟别人传福音介绍耶稣。
That is when we share the gospel, introduce people to Jesus.
成为耶稣道成肉身的见证人，就是我活着乃是基督。
But yet, to become the witness of Jesus' incarnation is actually that we live as Christ.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，他整个人生的目的就是为了彰显基督。
So Paul is telling us that the goal of his entire life is to manifest Christ.
而这个秘诀乃是在于活基督。
And the secret to this goal is to live out Christ.
我们知道什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
Because our living is determined by our life.
而是鸡的生命活出来就像个鸡。
If we have the life of a chicken, then you live the life of a chicken.
你把它丢到水里面，它就淹死了，它不会游泳了。
If you throw a chicken into an ocean, it cannot survive.
鸭的生命活出来就像个鸭。
But yet a duck with a life of a duck will live like a duck.
你把它丢到水里面，它嘎嘎嘎嘎，它很快乐的。
If you throw a duck into the water, it will be very happy.
你要鸡去活出鸭来很辛苦。
It's very hard or impossible for a chicken to live like a duck.
你要鸭去学鸡，早上起来把人叫醒，我跟你讲，人都睡不着觉。
And then, if you want a duck to live like a rooster, it would be horrible.
什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活。
So whatever life will dictate the living.
请问我们今天这个样子的生命怎么可能活出耶稣来。
But today, how can we live out Christ?
耶稣的圣洁，耶稣的公义，耶稣的爱，耶稣的舍己，你说我们哪一个人可以活得出来？
So the holiness, the self-sacrifice, the righteousness, none of us can live such life.
所以不认识耶稣的人以为所有的宗教都是好的，劝人为善。
People who do not know Christ thought every religion is the same. Everyone just wants to do good.
哪里晓得圣经是告诉我们人根本不可能行善，连一个都没有。
But yet the Bible is telling us man cannot do good, not even one.
我们今天能够活出任何的见证，都是因为耶稣是我的生命。
If anyone of us can live a testimony, can have a testimony, it's because Christ is our life.
所以哥罗西书三章四节，基督是我们的生命。 Christ, our life, is our life.
So Colossians chapter 3 verse 4, it says Christ is our life.
加拉太书二章二十节，现在活着的，请问大家现在活不活着？
So Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
活着，有没有人现在不是活着的？
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, it says, today I live. So can anyone say that we are living?
Yes. 保罗讲得清清楚楚的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
But yet Paul says it so clearly that I have been crucified with Christ. Today I live not I but Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，福音朋友们，今天我们里面如果不珍惜基督是我的生命，
Dear brothers and sisters and gospel friends, if today we do not cherish that Christ is our life,
没有看重这件事，活在这件事情的属灵实际里的话，
if we do not cherish, take seriously and live in this spiritual reality,
我跟你讲，当基督徒很辛苦的。
Then let me tell you, it is very difficult to be a Christian.
想爱世界不敢爱，
because we want to love the world, but we dare not.
里面不安嘛。
Because we don't have peace.
再怎么样去放纵去享受世界，你不安嘛。
Because we do not have peace to indulge ourselves in the world.
想要活出理想的基督徒生活，我达不到。
And then we want to live an ideal Christian living, but we cannot attain it.
所以我们掉在空中很辛苦。
Then we are caught in the middle and
上不着天下不着地的。
And that is very painful.
这个叫做不冷不热。
And that is called lukewarm.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得我们都回到神给我们的这么好的救恩里面。
So we hope that we can all come back to this wonderful gospel that God has given us.
保罗说，我活着就是基督。
Paul says, to live is Christ.
这不是他夸张的话。
He's not being exaggerating.
这是他充满了把握认识真理所说出来的宣告。
Because that is his proclamation full of assurance because of the knowledge of Christ.
那不光是他的宣告啊。
Not only that, this is his proclamation.
而且根本就是他的见证。
It is also his testimony.
啊，他有太多的地方显明，他不管在怎样的环境里面，他就是叫基督彰显出来。
Too many times we see that Paul was able to manifest Christ in whatever circumstances.
你去读以弗读《使徒行传》十四章当他在这个路斯德城医好了一个生来瘸腿的人。
So in Acts chapter 14, we see that after Paul healed a crippled man,
别人把他跟巴拉巴当神一样来崇拜，拿花圈套在他们身上。
People started to worship Paul and Barnabas as gods and then gave them the wreath.
保罗拒绝他们。
Paul refused.
就在这些人高举他们、崇拜他们的时候
，When these people exalted them and worshipped them.
这个保罗的这些反对福音的人来收拾这些百姓，好来耸动这些百姓。
And then people came to entice the crowd.
那些给他挂花圈的人后来变成拿石头打他的人。
So his enemies came to entice the crowd, and then the crowd turned around and then tried to stone him.
他们以为把他打死了。
So they thought they have stoned him to death.
就把他拖到城外去。
They dragged him out of the city.
圣经居然告诉我们，他后来又起来，又再进城去。
But then the scripture tells us that Paul would just get up and then walk back into the city.
我说这个人是花圈压不倒，石头吓不跑的人。
So this person cannot be defeated by either exaltation or stones.
我们很多人可能两个都做不到，或是只能做到其中一个。
A lot of us probably will be defeated by both or one of them.
有人是石头吓不跑，花圈一压倒了。
Some people can sustain the attacks, but not the praises of men.
被别人天天夸、天天捧，这个人就坏掉了。
Maybe people will praise you every day, and then those will cause destruction.
这个人就骄傲了，被神放到一边，再也不能用了。
And this person becomes proud and probably put aside by God and will never be used again.
有人是花圈压不倒，石头一下就吓跑了。
Some people can sustain the praises of men, but not attacks.
但是你发现保罗，不管是花圈，不管是石头淋到他，他照样传主的福音。
But yet Paul was able to sustain and resist all.The praises and even the rocks from men.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们整个人生，神给我们一个最荣耀的托付哈。
So brothers and sisters, God has given us the most glorious commission.
就是把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
That He has given us His Son Jesus Christ.
而叫我们在任何的处境里面把他给活出来。
So that we can live Him out and manifest Him in.Whatever circumstances we are in.
就像星期五我在小组交通的，我说一个年长的弟兄讲，他说灯泡。电灯泡被照。
Last Friday night at a small group, I shared with brothers and sisters that the purpose that the light bulb was created.
这个照灯泡的人带着一个目的来照它。
The creator of a light bulb had a purpose.
他希望能够承装电流，能够发光，能够把光明带给人，把黑暗赶逐出去。
Because he wants this light bulb was able to.Through electricity, give out light to drive out darkness.
同样的，今天在座的每一个人，你和我，我们被神创造，神也带着一个荣耀的目的。
Likewise, today, every one of us, you and me, we were created by God for a glorious purpose.
叫我这个人成为盛装神的器皿。
So that I will become a vessel for God.
让我能够把神的生命、神的荣耀给活出来。
So that I can live out the glory and life of God.
明光照耀，将生命之道表明出来。
That the life will illuminate and show forth the word of life.
弟兄姊妹，这是整个圣经的核心。
And this is the core value, the core in the Bible.
这是整个保罗在这里他的书信里面告诉我们的，甚至在腓立比书这一段告诉我们的。
This is the core message of Paul, especially in this book of Philippians.
他说：“我活着就是基督。”
Paul says, "To live for me to live is Christ."
无论是生，无论是死，要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, Christ will be magnified in my body.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识这个的话
，If we do not know this,
其实我们都是基督徒的门，基督教的门外。我们没有碰到核心的东西。
Then we have not touched the core value of Christianity.
然后那是一件非常可惜的事情，也是仇敌一直要来破坏的事情。
And that would be very pitiful, and that is also the work of the enemy.
那神就借着每一个环境在这里显明、显明、显明。
But yet God is trying to expose us and try to reveal to us through circumstances.
所以我们会常常被带到很多的失败、很多的 frustration 哈、很多的软弱、跌倒的里面。
Then God, we will be led to failures, frustrations, and weaknesses.
你要知道，神一点都没有兴趣把我们的脏东西挖出来看。
Do you know that God is not very God is not interested at all to dig out all the filth within our life.
我们还没有生，他就已经知道我们这个人。
Before we were even born, he already knew our condition.
我们从里到外多坏，很多时候连自己都不认识。
Sometimes we are not even aware how corrupted we are.
神早就知道。
But God already knew.
神没有兴趣挖出来来骂我们。
And he's not interested to dig out all the filth to rebuke us.
神为什么要容许我们碰到困境，碰到自己不行，是为了让我们认识自己。
But why would God allow us to come to the ends of our wits so that we will know about ourselves?
除非我真正从心里面认识自己的败坏和无能。
Unless we truly know from our hearts our corruption and our weakness,
我们不可能真正的谦卑的来依靠圣灵来接受基督做生命的。
It would be impossible for us to come humbly, accept a Holy Spirit and live by it.
我在说哈。除非我们真正真正的认识自己的败坏。
Let me repeat again. Unless we truly know from our heart our weaknesses and our corruption.
不然我们不容易那样子的降卑，真实的来依靠圣灵。
Otherwise, we will never humbly come before God and rely on the Holy Spirit.
不要再埋怨周围的人事物了。
Let's stop blaming on people and things around us.
他们不是我们的 troublemaker.
They are not our troublemakers.
我上次去年跟于师母去参加一个Pastoral 的 conference， 一个牧者的特会。
Last year, my wife and I went to a pastoral conference.
那很多牧师都在那里讲到自己的辛苦哈。
And many pastors talk about how difficult the difficulties they have.
然后被称为牧师的牧师，一个年长的牧师在这边安慰这些做传道人、做牧师的人。
And there's a senior pastor, is like the pastor of the pastors. He was encouraging and comforting the pastors.
他说每一个教会里面，神一定都放了一些 joy sucker.
He says God has placed for sure in every single church some joy suckers.
你怎么不翻中文？就是破坏你喜乐的人。
Someone who will destroy your joy.
不管你多么喜乐、兴致冲冲的来到神家，总会有人把你的喜乐夺去的。
No matter how joyful you and with excitement you come to church, there will always be someone who will take away your joy.
我很感谢主哈，在我们中间这个，我不晓得是有抗体还是什么哈，这种人不多。
I'm really thankful that maybe we have the immunity already. We hardly see any.
不见得要来教会嘛哈，我想你们在家里面恐怕也有。
But doesn't have to be at church. I'm sure there are some in your home.
在公司里面可能也有。
Or maybe at your workplace. I'm sure.
啊，你不碰到这个人还好哈，还好。一碰到他，所有的喜乐被他给拿走了。
That you will be okay until you meet this person, and he will immediately take away your joy.
保罗说：“无论是生，无论是死，我要叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督。”
Yeah, Paul says, whether by life or by death, that Christ will always be magnified in my body, and he even says, to live is Christ.
这个不仅仅要被提醒，而且要一辈子都要在这里操练。
Not only that we need to be reminded, we need to practice throughout our life.
这个叫做交换的生命。
Because this is a life of a great exchange.
就是戴德森牧师说的交换的生命。每一次看到我的不行，我把我自己交给耶稣，我让他来替我活，来替代我。
This is what Pastor Hudson Taylor says. Our life is a life of exchange. Whenever we see our weaknesses, then we come to him and exchange our weaknesses with his power.
这个也叫做 transformation.
This is also called transformation.
哎，我常常看到很多弟兄姊妹的改变啊。
And then sometimes I see brothers and sisters transformation.
那是我们心里面最大的喜乐。
And that is our greatest joy.
前一阵子我跟于师母，我们跟弟兄姊妹吃饭的时候。
Some time ago, Pastor Nancy and I were having meal with some brothers and sisters.
有一个姊妹跟我们讲到，她的弟兄的改变啊。
And the sister mentioned about the change in her husband.
非常正面的。
It was very positive.
她说她脾气也改了，很多的性格、性情都改了。
Says his temper, his personality all have been changed.
她说连在外面读书的女儿回来的时候都会说：“哎，爸爸，你不一样了。”
Even their daughter, coming back from college, will notice the change in her father. Says, "Dad, you're different."
你现在开车也不会再去骂人家是乌龟了。
And now, when you're driving, you don't curse the other drivers as a turtle.
啊，那个姊妹就跟我们讲，她说我们的弟兄以前急性子，看到人家开太慢就会骂人家乌龟。
Because the sister confirmed that her husband used to have a very quick temper. that whenever he sees a slow driver, he will call them turtles.
啊，他说，他说有一次他还提醒他的弟兄，他说你不要乱骂哈，万一碰到鱼师母的话，你。你
Once she even reminded her husband, "Don't just do that. What if the driver is Pastor Nancy?"
他们说没有想到，在红绿灯一看，果然就是于师母。
And there was one time that the other driver was indeed Pastor Nancy.
于师母说，看在他生命改变的缘故，不跟他计较了。
Pastor Nancy was gracious to forgive him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们的生命都被改变的啊。
See, our life could be transformed. 啊，
你就在不知不觉里面，你都看到很多弟兄姊妹在被神改变。
Without knowing it, many brothers and sisters are being transformed.
最直接、最彻底、最真实的改变，永远是基督的替代。
And the most direct and obvious change is always the replacement of Jesus Christ.
不是外面的要求跟效法。
It's not to learn outwardly.Or required, our requirement, but the replacement of Jesus Christ.
所以我真的想跟弟兄姊妹提出一个挑战跟请求。
So I'd like to pose a challenge and also request to brothers and sisters.
Let's try it.
让我们来试试。
我们来试试看。
Let's try it.
Max Lucado 在他的那本书《Just Like Jesus》，我曾经讲到引用过。他说：“假如耶稣明天替你活一天。”
So Max Lucado in his book, what's the book?
Max Lucado, Just Like Jesus.
Just Like Jesus. And he says, what if Christ can live for you tomorrow?
就是明天你把你自己从你的这个人里面倒出来，让耶稣充满你，替你活一天。
That you will leave your body tomorrow and then have Jesus Christ live for you for one day.
替你上班，替你做所有的决定，替你去买菜。替你去 shopping， 替你做所有的事情。
That he will live one day's life for you. He will go to school for you, go to work for you, go to food shopping for you, and make decisions for you.
你们都脑筋都稍微想一下哈。
So that's all.
你觉得别人会发现你不同的，请举手，好不好
？Please raise your hand if people will notice that you're different tomorrow.
别人看不出来你不同的，请举手。
Or people will not notice any difference.
怎么这么多人明天不想活了？我都不知道。
So many of us don't want to live tomorrow.
我决定相信周围的人，绝大部分人会发现我不一样。
I'm sure most of people will notice our difference.
因为姊妹，这个不用假设，耶稣明天替我们活一天，这根本就是圣经的真理，这就是保罗在告诉我们。
So we actually don't have to say suppose or pretend that tomorrow Jesus will live for us. This is actually the truth that Paul is telling us.
好不好？我们从现在开始，到今天晚上夜里十二点钟。
How about let's try it from this moment until tonight midnight.
或者你晚上睡觉的时候。
Or whatever your bedtime is.
你从现在开始，只要被圣灵提醒，都提醒自己说：“我要活的是耶稣。”
So whenever the Holy Spirit reminds you, then you'll be reminded that to live.For me to live is Christ.
请记得哈，不光是 live for Jesus, live for Christ. 不光是我愿意为他活，而是说我开始操练，我活着是基督。
Let's practice. It's not to live for Christ, but to live is Christ.
试试看。
Let's try it.
等一下你吃饭的时候，孩子突然你的小孩跑来烦你。
So maybe at lunchtime, your kid will come over and bother you.
你正在生气烦他的时候，如果圣灵提醒你，你就换说耶稣在的话会怎么对他？
As you start getting annoyed, let's try to be reminded, what would Jesus do?
你今天回到家，下午有那么多的家事要做，太太一直在旁边 nag 你，你平常怎么反应，跟现在让耶稣替你反应，看看有没有。不同
So this afternoon when you go home, there's so much chore, so many chores at home, and your wife start nagging you. Let's try to see what Jesus will do.
弟兄姊妹，我真的希望这样子的信息，我们每一个人，尤其是报告，我需要常常的被提醒。
I hope that we can always be reminded, especially me.
不然你会发现，我们基督徒的生活几乎快跟世人没有两样了。
Otherwise, our Christian living is almost the same as the Non-believers.
我们把一个更高的道德标准，一个更高的一个行事为人的要求挂在我们身上，我们活得很辛苦的。
We impose on ourselves a higher standard and higher morals, and then we live such a difficult life.
但是圣经却告诉我们，保罗却告诉我们，我活着就是基督，这是他的秘诀，这是我们的出路啊。
And yet Paul tells us that.For me to live is Christ. That is His secret and our way out.
所以我们的重点先不要在外面的行为是什么，先重在成为。
So let us not focus on the outward behavior first, but what we can become.
我们是神的儿子，有神儿子的生命。
Because we're children of God, we have the life of Son of God.
先不重在我要达到，达到，先重在得到。
Let us not focus on how we can reach there, but what we have already obtained.
不光只是 attain, 而是 obtain. 我们得到了基督，这个是 make a difference.
Not only to focus on how we can reach and attain, but what we can obtain, Christ.
这是保罗活出来给我们的见证。底下保罗讲他的榜样，他说我情愿离世与基督同在。
Then Paul gives us his example that he has this desire to depart this world.
哦，这是他爱耶稣爱到一个地步，他的表现，他真的就是情愿与基督同在，好的无比。他说
，Because he loved Christ such to a point that he rather depart from this world and be Christ. He says this is far better.
我想我不要踹你们了哈。有一个牧师也是讲到离世与主同在，好的无比。问大家阿不阿门，大家都阿门的。
Once a pastor asked his congregation, "Do you all agree that it is far better to be with Christ and leave this world?"
他说：“那你现在就想去的，请举手。”就没有人举手了。
And then, so he asked, "So who wants to go now?" And no one raised his hand.
我跟你讲，想离世与主同在，要么就是活得不耐烦，活得太痛苦啊。
Yes, some people may say they desire to depart from this world because their life is too difficult.
或者犯了太大的错，闯了大篓子。不知道怎么面对，想赶快去见主。
Oh, they made a great mistake. They don't know how to handle the mess, so they just want to leave and be with the Lord.
再不然就是真正倾心爱主，像提摩太后书第四章讲的，爱慕主显现。
Or there will be a group of people who really love the Lord with their heart and desire His appearance.
他情愿离世与主同在。
But Paul, he had this desire to depart and be with Christ.
他说那是好的无比的事情。
He says that is far better.
啊，他所爱的耶稣，所侍奉的耶稣，可以面对面见面。
That he was that he wished to face to face meet the Lord that he loves and serves.
啊，我正面的、反面的想见主的这种感觉都有。
I have.Both positive and negative desires to see the Lord.
很痛苦、很灰心的时候，真想主，赶快去见主。
Sometimes I get frustrated and despair. I really want to just go and meet the Lord.
有时候爱主爱的也是真的想去见他。
And sometimes I love Him to a point. I really want to go see Him.
但是接下来保罗却知道自己仍旧存活的目的和价值。
But yet, on the other hand, Paul knew very well the purpose and the worth.For him to remain alive.
他说他在两难之间，他知道他留下来有他的价值。
Paul says he was hard pressed between the two, and yet he knew the value for him to stay alive.
他知道因着他留下来，能够结更多的果子，
有
更多人信主。
By staying in the flesh, more people will be saved.
他也知道他留下来能够叫腓立比教会的圣徒们。在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
He also knows that by him remaining alive, it will be the benefit for Philippian saints in the progress and joy of their faith.
让那些没有喜乐的能够变得喜乐。
So those who lack joy will have joy.
那些原本喜乐的喜乐能够更加增加。
And those who already had joy, their joy will even increase.
他说能够使你们在基督里的欢乐，因为他来能够越发的加增。
Paul says that the joy of Philippian saints will be more abundant by his going to them.
我每次读到保罗讲这样子讲，我都觉得我们真的很惭愧啊。
And every time I see what Paul says, I always feel ashamed.
就是你不跟保罗接触则已，你跟他接触，你一定受他影响。
It seems like whoever comes in contact with Paul will always be impacted.
他充满了把握。
He's full of assurance.
他说：“我知道我在你们中间能够叫你们又长进又喜乐。”
He says, "I know that by if I go to you."Then there will be progress and joy of faith.
我巴不得这是我们在座所有的爸爸妈妈们的挑战。
And I hope it will be a challenge for all parents here.
也是我们所有弟兄姊妹，我们在服侍主的时候的挑战。我到底能不能让我周围的人能够因为我存在，能够又长进又喜乐
？And I hope all of us who serve God will also take this as a challenge. Can people around me benefit?And then they will have progress and joy of faith because I'm there.
还是我真的成为 joy sucker, 好让对方喜乐失去的原因。
Or if I'm just a joy sucker and I'll be the reason for them to lose their joy.
还是我成为对方不肯追求、不肯长进的原因。
Or I become a hindrance to people's progress and joy of their faith.
所以我常常引用这个爱因斯坦的一句话，他说不要去羡慕做一个成功的人，要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
So I often like to quote Einstein. He says don't long to be a successful person, but to be a valuable person.
因为每一个人对成功的 definition 定义都不一样。
Because everyone has different definition for success.
爱钱的人就觉得钱越多越成功。
For people who love money would define success of having a lot of money.
有人就觉得我的成就越多，我越成功。
And some define as a high achievement.
有人觉得我地位越高，我越成功。
Or higher position.
有人觉得掌声越多，我越成功。
Or men's praises and applause.
但是什么叫做有价值？
But what does it mean to be valuable?
对我们基督徒，一个有价值的人，就是一个有属灵影响力的人。
For Christians, a valuable person is a person with spiritual influence.
他不光能够叫神喜乐。
Not only this person can please God.
我上次讲过，我们这个人的影响力不仅能够影响神，当我们亲近他的时候，他就那么高兴的来亲近我们。
I shared with you before that our influence will not only reach God, that when we draw near to Him,
我们能够影响撒旦的。
Enjoy. We can also impact Satan.
勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Because the scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
我们在地上捆绑的神在天上为我们捆绑。
Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
这是有属灵影响力的人。
So this is a person with spiritual influence.
他影响神，影响撒旦，他更是影响周围的人。
He will impact God, Satan, and people around him.
他的存在，他的出现，能够把神的同在带来。
His existence and appearance will bring about presence of God.
能够把属灵的祝福。
He will bring about spiritual blessings.
他可以扭转一个局面。
He can turn the situation upside down.
当同工们在冲突、在不和的时候，他的来到能够让大家彼此相爱。
And he will be able to bring about peace and love when coworkers have conflicts.
聚会死气沉沉的，他就出现，让整个聚会活起来了。
And he will be able to bring life to a dead meeting.
我不晓得你们有没有经验，我好几次在参加波饼聚会的时候，自己里面原来很低落的，甚至整个聚会都很低落。
I don't know if you have this experience, but oftentimes, especially during the breaking of bread meeting, sometimes the meeting feels dead, and I feel dead too.
突然有一个弟兄或姊妹祷告，他的祷告把整个聚会活起来了，点活了。
All of a sudden, a brother or a sister prayed, and then that prayer lifted and made this meeting alive.
弟兄姊妹，我们要羡慕像保罗这样子的人。
Brothers and sisters, let's long to be someone like Paul.
所以别人称他是搅乱天下 turn the world upside down 的人。
So someone called him, that is a person who turned the world upside down.
他来到一个城，可以整个城为着他而轰动起来啊。
He came to a city, and the entire city will be excited, there will be commotion.
甚至仇敌说这些人像瘟疫一样，他们太有影响力了。
And some people will even say these people are like disease because they're so influential.
你想不受我影响，你都没办法的。
It's impossible for you not to be influenced by me.
虽然你跟我在一起骂我、讨厌我，但是你回家，我的瘟疫已经在你身上了。
Even though you might not like me and you will rebuke me, but after you go home, my disease is already on you.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做属灵的影响力，这就是基督徒该有的生活。
And that is the spiritual influence impact, and that is a Christian living.
所以保罗知道他去见主太好了。
So Paul knows that it's far better for him to go to the Lord.
但是他知道神留他在地上，只要留一天，他就有这一天的价值。
But yet he knows that as long as he remains on earth, there will be value even for every single day.
不管主把他摆到哪里去
，Wherever he was placed by the Lord,
他都可以去影响旁边的人。
He was able to influence people around him.
这是为什么他在哥林多后书第二章十四节他说：“感谢神率领我们在基督里夸胜。”
That's why he proclaimed in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says that praise to the Lord that he led us in triumph.
然后在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
God led us in triumph in Christ Jesus and spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ everywhere.
他带着基督的馨香之气啊。
He was with the fragrance of Christ.
他说这个香气可以叫人死，可以叫人活。他说这件事情谁能够担得起呢
？He says he carried this fragrance and that fragrance can cause people to live or to die.
弟兄姊妹，我每次在保罗这些的信息面前，我真的觉得自己亏欠。活得太不像个该有的基督徒了。
Every time I read these passages, I just felt so ashamed. I fall short.
但我仍要照着我自己所说的，不要再把这些东西当行为来要求自己。
But then, as I said, don't don't take these as requirements for our behavior.
不要把 What would Jesus do 来要求你自己。
Do not impose on ourselves what would Jesus do.
那很多时候是一个行为，要先成为。活着就是基督，你自己里面必须是基督的生命。
Because those are just the requirements for our behavior, but we first have to have this life of Christ to be like Christ.
不然我们活不出来耶稣的样子呢。
Otherwise, we will not live out Christ.
我再说哈，下午接受挑战，等一下就接受挑战。
Let me try again. Let's try it and then take the challenge starting now.
你不小心发了脾气了，又失败了，没关系，赶快认罪回来，说耶稣。让你替我活，不再是我，是你。
If you happen to fail and throw a temper, get upset, it's okay. Just immediately turn back and say, Christ, Jesus, for me to live as Christ.
对，我想我们这几百个人，等一下个个是耶稣，我想大家今天都不想回家了。
So if every one of us live out Christ, then we will not want to go home. We will not want to live here.
最后，保罗不光自己是这样，他对腓立比的教会也是这样子的期望。
Not only Paul lives this way, he also has this expectation towards saints in Philippi.
他希望整个教会能够活出那个福音该有的意义和价值。
He hopes that the entire church will live out this meaning of gospel.
我听到一个牧师举的例子很有意思哈。现代人看电影都有什么 preview 是吧？是不是叫 preview？ 那个中文叫什么？
预告，预告。
预告片 ，OK， 好，预告。
So, like a pastor gave an example. Like nowadays, when you go to the movies, you will see the previews of other movies.
他们都把这个电影里面的 highlight 最精华的部分，哈，最吸引的部分放在这个短短的一分钟里面。
Because they always put the highlights of the new movie together in this preview.
让你看了以后说，哦，我要看这个电影，对不对
？So after you watch it, say, "Okay, I'm gonna watch this movie."
虽然很多时候上当了哈。
Even though sometimes it was very deceptive.
但是我们现在不讲那个不好的。这个牧师就说，他说今天教会在地上，就像是属天生活的 preview。
And then that pastor says, "Today, church on earth is like a preview of what is in heaven."
如果今天基督徒在地上活不出天上那么荣耀的那个小影的话，没有人相信耶稣的。
But if today Christians cannot live out at least a little bit of what is in heaven, then nobody wants to be a Christian.
他看看这个，他就想我不要信了，我没有什么价值，没什么兴趣。
And people will see some Christians and say, "Oh, there's no value of it."
所以保罗劝我们在地上行事为人要以基督的福音相称。要相称，他太荣耀了。
Paul says, "Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, which is so glorious."
所以教会在地上的使命太重要了。
So our mission on earth is so important.
当我们在这里为主做见证的时候
，When we become a witness for Christ,
仇敌一定会来攻击我们。
The enemy will for sure attack us.
他会来拦阻我们。
He will come to hinder us.
所以保罗在这里劝我们要同有一个心志，站立得稳。
Therefore, Paul says, "Stand fast in one spirit and with one mind."
为着所信的福音齐心努力，大家一起来。
And with one mind, strive together for the faith of the gospel.
然后凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。
And not in any way terrified by your adversaries.
不管仇敌的怎样来威胁我们。
No matter what kinds of threats.
我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We know whom we believe.
我们知道所传的是什么。
We know what we preach about.
我们知道我们所见证的到底是什么。
We know what we are trying to testify.
这个把握要在我们里面，要在教会里面。
This insurance has to be assurance has to be in us and at a church.
所以我们福音不能够传得软绵绵的哈，或是乏味。
So our preaching of the gospel should not be very weak or even boring.
没有信主的人不光要听福音，他们要看见福音的。
Non-believers not only need to hear about the gospel, they need to see the gospel.
当他们真看见教会不一样的时候，他们自己会来教会的。
When they see church is different, they will want to come.
撒迦利亚书也说到，当神的百姓复兴的时候，会有十个人拉住一个人说，我要跟你一起去，我要认识你的神。
In the book of Zechariah, it says, when there's a revival in God's house, 10 people will try to grab one person and say, "I want to know your God."
所以一百多年前威尔斯大复兴的时候就是这样子，罪人直接找到教会，说我要信耶稣。
This is exactly what happened more than 100 years ago at the Wales revival. People will grab Christians and say, "I want to believe in Jesus."
告诉我怎么样子可以信耶稣。
Please tell me how I can be saved.
那威尔斯复兴到一个地步，警察都没事干的了。
The revival at Wales was so powerful to a point the police were out of job.
酒吧一个一个关门。
Because all the bars were closed.
连交通警察都不用了，他们交通警察组成尸班站在路口献尸。
And then there was no need for traffic police officers. They just form a choir. 就是
这个叫做行事为人以所信的福音所传的福音相称。
This is what it means that let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
让这个 preview 好。不光是在地上，将来让他们羡慕到天上去。
So, our church life will be a preview of what is in heaven.
在这一切的里面，我们一定会经过辛苦的。
And yes, and through all this, we will go through trials and conflicts.
但是不要灰心。
But please do not be despair.
主耶稣在地上早就说了，为义受逼迫的是有福的，因为天国是他们。
Our Lord Jesus already said that blessed are those who are persecuted for the kingdom of God is theirs.
人如果因为我而辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，他主告诉我们，我们是有福的人。
And the Lord says, blessed are those who are being rebuked or slandered by people for my sake.
因为从前的人也是这样子逼迫先知。
Because people in the same way persecuted the prophets.
所以当施布真，你知道这个讲堂丸子在那里。服侍神儿女传福音的时候，他受到很多的攻击。
So when Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, was preaching, he was greatly attacked by people.
他有一段时间非常的低落，非常的灰心。
For a time, he was very low in spirit and was very despaired.
他的师母做了一件很可爱的事情。
And his wife did something very lovable.
他把我刚刚讲的那一段话，马太福音第五章第十节到十二节写的大字以后贴在。施布真睡觉的床上的天花板上。
So, his wife made a poster of Matthew chapter 5 verse 10 to 12 and then taped it on the ceiling so for Spurgeon to see it.
因为他看到施布真常常躺在床上，什么劲都没有，躺在那里望着天花板。
Because she saw a Spurgeon oftentimes would just lay in bed and watch the ceiling. So she put the poster.On the ceiling for him to see.
施布真一次看，两次看，他太太一次祷告，两次为他祷告。有一天，施布真跳起来了。
And so the wife kept praying for him, and then he kept looking at the verse. And all of a sudden, one day, he jumped out of the bed.
他继续勇敢地起来为主传福音。
He continued to preach the gospel courageously for the Lord.
我们今天在这里其实太舒服了。
Today we live such a comfortable life.
在这里没有人拆教堂的十字架，没有人阻止我们聚会，没有人叫我们脱离信仰。
No one will force us to deny our faith or destroy our church.
但是我们有另外的攻击，这些同性恋的法案，这些世界的世代的潮流，科技物质给人的腐化，我们也是有各样仇敌的攻击。
But yet we have other types of other forms of attacks. For example, the legalization of same-sex marriage and all the currents in the world.
保罗劝我们为着所信的福音齐心努力。勇敢地站住。
But yet Paul says, stand fast, one spirit with one mind, strive together for the gospel.
因为最大的福音是耶稣基督成了我们的生命。
Because the greatest gospel is that Jesus Christ becomes our life.
这一个伟大的生命要从我们里面被活出来。
And this great life will be lived out from within us.
让每一个环境成为我们的挑战。
So that every circumstances will become our challenge.
每一个环境成为我们荣耀神的机会，让基督照常显大。
And every circumstances will become an opportunity for us to glorify God.
好不好？我们一起接受这个挑战。
Let us all together accept this challenge.
我们一起唱一首诗歌哈。
Let's sing a song together.
虽然我们波饼常唱，是一首短诗，410首。
Let's sing song.
我希望大家不要唱齐了哈。这句话都太宝贵了。410首。
Song 410。
不再是我。
No longer I。
我们请站起来唱，好不好
？Let's stand up。
可以两个两个好，你就跟你旁边的人讲，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。你要多讲一两个也没关系。
Can you say to your neighbor, "It is no longer I, but Christ that lives within me"?
要讲真的啊，不可以撒谎。
Let's be truthful.
我们再唱一遍哈，中文、英文都可以。还是请几位弟兄姊妹简短地带领我们祷告。是的，
主啊，但是你的生命是来代替我们，可以来代替我们，现在就可以来代替我们。主啊，这是何等的福音！我们谢谢这样的福音，主啊，让这样的实际就成就在我们的身上。主啊，谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督。
阿门。
是的，主啊，我们感谢主啊，不再是我，乃是基督。让我们来一起来接受这个挑战，承接在主的手中。阿门。
为了你在我们放在我们心里面的生命，我们要赞美感谢你。这生命是你的生命，是神的生命，是从死里复活的生命。赞美主。
阿门，阿门。
是的，如果在地上还有任何事，主可以叫我们为之疯狂的，主你叫我们为之疯狂的就是你的
主。阿门。
你让我们在乎你，你让我们爱你更多。
阿门。哈利路亚！主，我们的心何等的感谢你！
Lord, our hearts thank you.
你的爱激励我们，让我们愿意为你而活。
Your love compels us to live for you.
但是你更大的爱是将你自己的生命赐给了我们。
Yet the greater love is that you have given us your life.
让我们不仅仅可以活着为耶稣，
Not only that we can live for Christ,
能够让我们甚至活着就是基督。
Even that we can live and then our, we live is Christ.
主啊，这真是何等惊人的恩典！
This is such amazing grace.
这是何等伟大的救恩！
Such a great salvation.
在我们里面居然有你自己成为我们的生命。
That you become our life.
主啊，不让我们在那里苦苦的挣扎，无可奈何的过日子。
Don't let us continue to struggle in our lives.
让我们更多的转向你，相信你，接受你的替代。
That we will turn to you instead and accept and believe that your substitution.
好，让我们也能够像保罗说，无论在怎样的处境，我总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So that we can proclaim like Paul says, in whatever circumstances, that Christ will be magnified in us always.
因我活着就是基督。
For to me,To live is Christ.
祝福我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹们。
Bless every one of us here.
不管我们今天的处境、难处、痛苦是什么。
No matter what circumstances our pains and struggles are.
让我们来见证里面的生命大过这个世界。
Tell us to testify that your life is greater than what is in the world.
让我们来见证神能够照着那在我们里面运行的大力。要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
That we can testify the great surpassing power that is working in us will accomplish what, fully accomplish what God has intended.
你的能力要在我们的软弱上显得完全。
That your power will be made perfect in our weaknesses.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再一次请今天第一次来到我们教会的，请你们站起来，好不好？
Like、to once
今天有 好多人，十几位，请你们站起来。
Here for the first time.
非常欢迎你们。请你们向后看，有一个弟兄举了一个牌子。请你们跟着他那个休息，短短的休息以后跟着他去。我们有两段小小的 video 给你们介绍矽谷基督徒聚会。
And please follow the brother with the.
你们现在就可以往那去了啊。其他的弟兄姊妹，我们有进前班，有新人门训，大家照着自己的班级去上去参加聚会。